Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow Neanderthals. Not the mothers, of course. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies, broadcasting live from America's heartland. We're happy you joined us this evening here at the Biden-Kelly Whipple Resistance Headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. We're pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330. Or as always, you can email me, John at KNSSradio.com, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Love hearing from you. And we're going to take it's a rather special caller. We're going to take a caller right off the start this evening. First thing tonight, it's a very special caller this evening, all the way from the left coast, joining us from the occupied territories of Oregon, or Oregon. I don't know how it's out there. There are a bunch of wackadoodles out there. My mother-in-law, Bernice. Bernice, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, John.
Well,
and it's called Oregon.
Oregon. Okay. Well, it's right. I don't know. That whole strip of, I'm just waiting for the quake, knock you guys off and let you sail away. I mean, except for you, you're welcome to join us. California, Oregon, and Washington, I don't know how you survive out there. I just wanted to have you call so that I could wish you a happy Mother's Day. And I also wanted to take a moment and allow you and I together to say happy birthday to your daughter, my lovely and infinitely patient wife, who's celebrating her birthday tomorrow. So together, we're just going to say happy birthday to my lovely wife.
Yes. Happy birthday, honey.
So there you go. Now
I will call you in the morning.
She is probably sitting at home, embarrassed, even though nobody's looking at her except the dogs.
I know she is.
What can I say? But Bernice, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, John. Okay.
And happy
Bye.
Mother's Day to happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We have a great show planned for you tonight. First District Congressman Tracy Mann will be with us to talk about the latest news from Washington, D.C., including this week's abysmal unemployment report. That was not a good Mother's Day for Mrs. Biden, I can tell you that much. They were hoping for much better numbers. We're going to talk with House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins. He's going to give us a summary of this week's legislative veto session. We'll talk with Dr. Brian Artis. We had him on the show not too long ago. We're going to talk to him about a recent Washington Post ABC News poll that found 73% of Americans who say they're unwilling to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is not a surprise. After all, they paused it. But some of the other data that Dr. Artis has, I think you're going to be shocked when you hear some of these numbers. Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center will join us to discuss Facebook Oversight Board's decision to uphold their ban of Donald Trump. We're going to talk with Representative Blake Carpenter. He's going to give us the details of the medical marijuana bill that was passed by the Kansas House this week. And, of course, we want to take your calls, 316-869-1330. So lots of calls, lots of guests. I think we should have a good lineup for you tonight. So one of the things I wanted to address, first off, in addition to, of course, wishing Happy Mother's Day to everyone, including my wife, my daughter, my daughter-in-law. I got a long list here. It's just too many people to wish Happy Mother's Days to, and, of course, my lovely wife. But one of the things I wanted to talk about, so just today on the Sunday news shows, Jeff Zients, who is the Biden administration's COVID-19 response coordinator, he wished all the mothers Happy Mother's Day. He was on CNN, and he wished a Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And then he offered them a Mother's Day gift from our federal masters by saying that the Biden administration, and this is literally what he said, the Biden administration will eventually, quote unquote, allow people who have been vaccinated more and more privileges to take off that mask, unquote. That's what he said. He will allow them privileges if they've been vaccinated. He went on to add that the Biden administration would eventually give people some of their privileges back if they get vaccinated. How generous of them. I heard this and I was flabbergasted. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't shock me at all that Biden and his team and Democrats in general think this way. I was just shocked they were willing to say it publicly. I mean, I wasn't aware that I needed to ask this guy, or for that matter, Joe Biden's permission to show my face in public without a mask. But, you know, I wasn't aware they'd actually pass that law. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure they'd like to try it. I guarantee Brandon Whipple would be all in favor of that law. Lacey Cruz would be, you know, right there signing on the dotted line. But I don't think they've done so yet. The last time I checked, the CDC didn't have any control over what I can and cannot do. Allow? Regardless of how you feel about masks, no one gave the CDC the power to allow or not allow what anyone puts on their face. When did the CDC become the center for citizen control? That's not what the CDC's job is. And I know I've harped on this issue before, but this is getting out of hand. The Wind Surge home season opener is this week, and they're requiring face masks for all attendees at Riverfront Stadium ages 2 and up. The latest CDC study says 2-year-olds don't have to wear masks. It's not healthy for them to wear masks, but the Wind Surge doesn't care. 2-year-olds have to wear masks. A recent CDC study says that we're wasting our time wearing masks. A 2015 study of cloth masks conducted by the CDC says they were 97% ineffective in blocking influenza-like viruses, and COVID-19 is smaller than typical seasonal flu viruses. But no, masks are going to work. They're going to prevent it. Trust me, if you wear your mask, it's going to prevent the virus. What do government officials do when they reach the limits of their IQ level? They mandate masks in public. This is so stupid. According to the New York Times, Dr. Fauci expects Americans could, and again, he said this on Sunday as well, said this earlier today on the Sunday shows, he expects Americans could still need to wear face masks a year from now. The president's top medical advisor said that U.S. residents may still need to be wearing face masks when in public on Mother's Day 2022. Dr. Fauci earlier today said he believes we may be as close to back to normal as possible by next Mother's Day as well. I thought it was, you know, 90 days to to, you know, curb the virus. You know, was the curve. It was going to be done. 30 days, 45 days. Now it's 2 years. And why? Because they're desperately clinging to power and they don't want to give it up. And all of this is coming down to the fact that not enough people are getting vaccinated. But if these vaccines really work, then there's no reason for the rules that they're putting in place. So even this argument of theirs, even the mask argument, doesn't hold logic. Because if people are getting vaccinated, they shouldn't need masks. But if they need masks, they don't. I mean, it's so illogical. But what they're doing is telling people that they don't have confidence in the vaccines, or you wouldn't need masks. No wonder people are hesitant to get the vaccine. And before they start trying it, let's make sure people understand something. Forcing vaccines is a condition of participating in basic human activities like buying food, travel, going to work, etc. is forced medical experimentation and a violation of our basic human rights, the United States Constitution, the Nuremberg Code, and the Helsinki Accords. It is illegal, it is immoral, and it is just plain wrong. The Nazis did it. The world said it would never happen again. And now you have powerful interests trying to impose medical tyranny on humanity in the name of public health. And don't get me wrong. If you want to get the vaccine for peace of mind, go right ahead. But do so knowing that it's an experimental vaccine. It has emergency authorization approval from the FDA, but it has not been approved by the FDA. And there's a lot we don't know about the side effects of these vaccines. And just because Brandon Whipple or Lacey Cruz or Sarah Lopez filmed a glossy infomercial telling you it was safe, you shouldn't take it, doesn't mean it is safe. Doesn't mean it's true. Oh, and all the hypocritical leftists out there who support mask mandates and vaccine passports and the like, you can't say my body, my choice if you say vaccines should be mandated by law. But don't take my word for it. Let's look at history. During his Nuremberg trial in 1945, Hermann Goering was asked, "How do you convince the German people to accept all this?" And he replied, "It was easy and has nothing to do with Nazism." Hermann Goering went on to say, "The only thing a government needs to do to turn people into slaves is fear. If you can find something to scare them, you can make them do anything you want."
Deutschland, Deutschland,
we'll take a quick break, and then Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center will join us to discuss Facebook's decision to uphold the platform's ban on President Donald Trump. I'm going to goose step myself to get some more coffee. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Got to pull down my mask so I can drink. We'll be back right after this.
Your papers, please.